Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the LC and Jack Radio Show, live from New York. And now, here are your hosts, LC and Jack.
Welcome to the LC and Jack Radio Show with your man, LC, holding it down with the bread man. Give us a shout here in the studio. You can reach us here live and direct at area code 347-843-4738. Up close and personal, Urban Talk Radio. Well, our show today is being brought to you by Adagio Recycling. For all your paper, shrink wrap, electronics, all those specific recycling needs, give them a shout. You can reach them at area code 631-618-3928. Adagio Recycling. Give them a call for all those recycling needs. Well, it is great to be back for another edition of the show. Tell you, it's always something cooking for us to talk about, especially with our president that we have in office today, if that's what you want to call him. But we'll get into that. Special shout out to you, our listeners, for your dedication and support of the show all through the years. We appreciate all that you do and all that you bring to the show each and every week. What's the word there, Brett?
The word is the bird. Summertime is right around the corner, baby. That's it.
Absolutely. I mean, I think we have enough rain now to last the whole summer, and don't have worry about having a drought. I mean, we've had so much rain. Mm-hmm. I'm about rained out. So, hopefully, we're seeing about the last of the rain and the more of the sun, like we did today. It looked like it was going to be a nice day, cloudy, a little rain action, and then sun came back out again. So, keep your fingers crossed as we climb into June. It's unbelievable. Time just flies by. But, man, it's time stops or waits for no one. But with that said, we already have a call on the line there, Brett, so why don't we hit line 5. You're on the LC and Jack show with the Brett man. Who's on the line?
This is Jack.
LC? The one and only?
Yeah. What? That's right.
The one and only
Jack.
Oh,
Jack is
man.
Here. Live on Blog
Jack
Talk Radio.
Back.
How are you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing excellent, man. Yo, what's up, Jack?
That's great. I've been away for a little while, as you know, and maybe others may know. I've had some medical and personal issues that have dominated my life for a long enough time, I'll put it that way. But I am doing better and well enough to call in tonight. And to be a part of the show, which I am delighted to say that I am.
Oh, awesome, man. Sound good, man. Sound good.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
Jack.
I heard the Michael Bivins interview, and that was great. And, LC, you're just doing such a great job. You are dedicated and committed to the cause and to the show, and that's what it's all about.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
Now,
couldn't do it without
you,
Bread Man, holding it down. Holding it down in your absence. Breadman's been strong holding it down.
I appreciate that, Mr. Breadman.
Oh, no doubt, man. I'm sorry I missed you at the function back in March, but I'll get to see you sooner or later, man.
Yes, I will be out more and more as my diagnosis progresses.
Okay.
Now, well, I haven't done this in a while, so you guys have to bear with me.
It's okay. You sound like a trooper. You sound like a trooper,
well,
man. You're in there.
Sound like an old
pro.
Well,
I have my mentor is right there with you, LC.
Yes, sir.
And he's the one that taught me, and he's also the one that fired me, and that's why I was absent for a little while.
We ain't gonna talk about that. You feel a little better, so we gonna ride you a little bit, baby. You know what I'm saying?
But,
I'm gonna tell you one thing. I'm gonna tell you one thing, Jack. People been calling in the show and say, "Cornbread, where's Jack?
Okay.
We know where LC is, but where's Jack?" I said, "Don't worry about it. He'll be back. Don't worry about it."
Different man now.
Jack is back. I would say
I'm recovering from a traumatic brain injury, which is very serious, and I'm just happy that things worked out the way that they have thus far. I know that at some point in the show, LC and Breadman, you do shout-outs.
Yes, sir.
I'm not trying to rearrange your format, but given what I just said about my injury, my memory is pretty bad. So if I may, I'd like to do a few right now, if I may.
The red carpet is out for you. The red carpet is out for you. Do you?
All right. Sounds good. Yeah. First up and foremost, I want to thank Kiana and Helen for their continued support. Along with Stan, Kevin, Rick, Gregory, Jordan. And I've had my crew from the Bronx who've been a part of my life. I've got Francis and Mary, Brother Ralph. We've got Judy, Karen, Kevin, Kelvin, Jeremiah, Godford. And it just goes on, in addition to Jaylene, Maribel, and Marcia. Please keep those folks in your thoughts. They do a great job at what they do, and they've been caretakers to me in one sense or another. But my biggest shout-out goes to you, LC. You really have impressed me with the way you've been just handling things. I have to say it that way, handling, and that means a whole lot. LC was there for me, one of the first set of eyes that I saw when I was opening my eyes again after my second brain surgery. First and second, LC was there, and so I thank you. I don't know if I ever thanked you privately, but I'm thanking you publicly, and you're a good friend and a great man. Okay, there are lots of people I could say I would shout out. Lastly, Northwell Health and Catholic Health Services, but for all of you others who are out there, who have been there for me, thank you so much for all the cards, the letters, the prayers, and the thoughts. And I think that's it, man. I don't want to change the format of the show, so...
No, that's good, but we have some questions for you there, Jack, since you jumped in today. Some of the things that we were going to talk about, we want to get your perspective. So, again, I'm not sure how up to speed you are, but we'll bring you up to speed. So I'm sure you do know that Bill Cosby has had some issues, and he kind of dodged the first round of bullets, but they brought him back in. And he was convicted of, let me make sure I have it correct here. He was convicted of 3 counts of aggravated assault and drugging a young lady. Any thoughts? First off, are you familiar with the case so you could give an opinion?
I am. And
okay. What's your thoughts?
I mean, I really don't want to cast judgment on anyone, but given what has happened and the number of accusers that have come forward with claims of Mr. Cosby behaving in an inappropriate way, I have to say I leave it really to the justice system and the jurors. I don't know the man, so I really can't speak for him, but I do have faith in our legal system and just have to stay on the sidelines and watch and see what happens. How are you feeling about
it? Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, I thought, of course, that you know as well as I know, and the bread man, is that the DA is a political spot, and he wanted to bring this case back right, because he wants to get reelected. So I don't know if he had a lot, but, you know, there were certain key decisions where they opened the door to other women that accused Cosby. And it did definitely sway the case. The first time around, it was a hung jury. And, you know, some of the things, though, that were brought up, I'll just bring up one of them, is that some of the drugs that Bill did use was, at that time, again, Quaaludes and stuff like that. Now, obviously, you know, it's over-the-counter stuff. You can't give anybody that stuff. But back then, that stuff was legal. Now, I'm not saying he didn't do what he was accused, but given, you know, drugs were given at that time, you know, the lifestyle was just totally different.
Yeah.
The Me movement, you know, kind of got Bill on a second go around, in my opinion, because you know, the public opinion for women, and, you know, women feel that they were being violated. And, you know, the thing is, I mean, it's gone over for Bill. I mean, 30 years? You know, this is,
yeah,
it's kind of, and again, I understand, you know, that, you know, women, not just Bill, but there's been many other men that have been accused of doing wrong things. But we're talking, a lot of these accusations were many, many years ago. I'm not saying it's,
yeah,
right. But,
yeah,
I mean, it's really going way back. And as you know, Jack and Brad, it, you know, the times have changed a lot. And women back then, you know, I guess were scared to come out against men. What's your thoughts on that? You know, since the times have changed so radically.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if that can be really, you know, expressed in a law. You know, a court of law such as this, or even some of the other cases that are going on.
I think I saw or heard that they're looking to edit the statute of limits for certain type cases. Whether that's good or bad, I don't know, but 30 years, as you said, is a long time, and that's something that has to be taken into consideration. But the action, if it were so, is still wrong.
Absolutely.
But you're talking 30 years ago, and but actually, hold up, man. I just got a text message, and oh, my goodness, it says something about LC did something to someone that was inappropriate. I'm not sure if you're aware of this. But
and
I was
talking
about Breadman also. He's a recent.
Oh, you get Breadman too?
I don't know, about 30 years ago. I think this was in the last few days.
Oh, my God.
So, just having a little fun with you and the listeners.
Wow.
But certainly, I think what happened
with
Mr. Cosby is unfortunate.
Oh, man.
It is. Mm-hmm. Definitely, again. But what's your thoughts there, Brett?
Well, you know, we had some past guests on that said the same thing that you were saying, that, you know, the things that he's done so many years ago, that was just the norm, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, I have been a part of some things that I witnessed, you know, because I was in that field. And, you know, people have all, you know, all walks of life have been through something.
Yeah.
And sometimes this movement that's going on right now, you know, it's like catching tuna with the dolphins, you know what I'm saying? It's like, we know we're looking for tuna, but sometimes the dolphin gets caught up in the net. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying Bill is the dolphin that's caught up in the tuna net, but, you know, after 30 years, there's some things, you know, can dissipate. You know, statute of limitations and all that. Plus,
she was paid,
like,
too. She,
yeah,
was paid.
Yeah, I mean.
She was paid $3 million.
And from what I'm hearing from Bill's side, that it was consensual and this and that, you know what I'm saying? And then, okay, if it's consensual, then we're going to look at the DA. Like you said, the DA is running for office, so that plays a lot into it. And who knows if there's money being transferred. I mean, it's just so many, it's like a magician, you know what I'm saying? We can't watch everything, you know what I'm saying? Everybody has a agenda out there. You know what I'm saying? So it's very hard. I mean, I'm standing by him. So hopefully they don't give him nothing to where it just ruins his life. I mean,
well, he's facing 10 years. I mean, usually a guy is 80 years old.
I just hope for the best. You know what I'm saying? You know, because sometimes when you get convicted, you don't get, you know, I've seen cases where you don't get the full Monty, as you would say. You know what I'm saying? So hopefully that can happen. You know what I'm saying? So I like Jack said, I just stand on the sideline and just watch and let it play out. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you're thinking he's not going to get anything, it's going to hurt your feelings. Then hopefully, you know, something doesn't go down. You just thank the Lord that they don't punish him to what they're looking for. You know what I'm saying?
I think to some degree, they're making an example of Mr. Cosby.
Yeah.
For others who have done the alleged things that he's done.
That's
and
true.
By him standing out as an example, it's sort of a warning to folks who may have been engaged in such action. And there have been so many people who have been brought out. I know LC was talking about this. I believe either we were chatting or he had said this on the air, that there were a number of people who have been accused of the same types of things. And it's something else, how times have changed. I will say, though, that personally speaking, from the amount of time that I've spent in medical facilities, I think sometimes women can lead men the wrong way. And I don't mean that in a bad way, but sometimes women can get away with using pet names or phrases more so than men. If a man were to say to a woman nowadays, "Hello, honey, hello, sweetie, come over here, let me talk to you," or what have you, it's frowned upon. But I find that in the medical field, and I'm not saying everyone, but there are those nurses and et cetera who will say, "Hi, sweetheart, hi, love, hi, honey, how are you today?" And it does say, I mean, it's nice. You know that it's just that. But as a man, there may be a part of you that thinks, hey, who knows, maybe she likes me.
Yeah,
but,
exactly.
So things really have changed, but you still have to watch out. I'm not saying it's a double standard, but you certainly have to be careful of what you say and how you behave.
Yeah, that's true. But as you say that, Jack, there's a coworker of mine. She's a supervisor, and that's just her personality. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And I myself, I know a little bit better. I'm more cautious than somebody else who's kind of eager. If a supervisor is looking good, and you say, "How you doing, sweetie?" And that's, she calls everybody sweetie. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that may boil somebody's blood, but it's just commonplace to me. You know what I'm saying? So everybody is an individual. So those who are out there, if you get caught up in something like that, if you listen to the show, you know, just take a second look at the situation. Try not to get caught up in something where somebody is just doing a norm to everybody, not just you. You know what I'm saying? So if you can take that and learn something from that, it may help you in the long run. But, you know, that's just some people's personalities. By saying sweetheart or sweetie or something like that. And, you know, don't take it as somebody's flirting with you, you know, and vice versa.
Right.
Now, Jack, changing gears. Your president has decided to disinvite the Philadelphia Eagles, who won the Super Bowl. And you know, for all those that may not be familiar, all the pro teams that win championships usually get invited. You know, take pictures with the president. For what reason? I don't know. I guess tradition over the years. And because of Trump's, would you say?
They're celebrating their Super Bowl victory.
Right. So they hobnob with the president, take the photo op, all that good stuff. So ever since Trump's got in office, he's pretty much got a nay from most of the teams. what's your thoughts? I mean, LeBron basically, they asked LeBron James, and he said basically that it's no big thing. It's no big deal. You know, this guy is, you know, quote unquote, it's typical of him. So he's a bum. And he doesn't even care about race relations in America. No one wants to go anyway, quote unquote, from LeBron James. What's your thoughts there, Jack?
I think that the president is also setting an example in terms of American values. So on the one hand, you have to say, well, that's nice, but it's a bit extreme. But you also have to look at why he's doing it and why there's so many people that hate America. You look at certain countries that will chant death to America. And for our own not to recognize ourselves hurts some people. You know, a lot of veterans that really feel bothered by that because they were out there, their lives on the line for you, me, Breadman, and so on. So that's another thing that I guess I'm playing it safe tonight, and I'm going to leave alone. But you can make an argument either way. But whatever you say, Elsie. Yeah, and I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, I mean the big thing in NFL is that, you know, Colin Kaepernick took a stance, as many people that's been breathing know, over the past many years. As, you know, it's been, you know, so many racial incidents against African Americans.
Yes.
And a lot of nothing gets done. And, you know, in order to voice his opinion, Colin Kaepernick started a couple of years ago. He started to sit down during the national anthem, and then he spoke with, I forget the player or someone, and said, "Hey, you know, why are you sitting down?" And he told him it's for racial injustice. He goes, "I have nothing against our veterans or our armed forces. This is my demonstration." So he said, "So why don't you just take a knee?" And that's what he started to do. He said, "You know what, let me just take a knee during the national anthem." And others followed. And after that year, his contract was up. He was a free agent, and he was, no one picked him up. Now, Colin Kaepernick is, he was a starting quarterback. I want to say he made probably $80 million. Could be more than that, but that's probably about accurate during his time playing. All of a sudden, nobody wants to give this guy a new contract. Nobody. Not one professional football team all of a sudden. And when President Trump came in office, of course, everybody knows Trump likes to spin things he wants. And he kept saying he was, the players, because, again, Colin Kaepernick started it.
Let me step in there for 1 second, LC.
Go ahead.
If you, the listener, would like to be a part of this conversation, please give us a call at 347-843-4738. I think I got that right, LC. Did I? Did I not?
Yeah, you're on the ball, man.
I'm there. So once again, if you, the listener, whoever you are, where you are, want to join us in this very interesting conversation, 347-843-4738. LC, as you were saying.
Yeah, so thanks there, Jack. So basically, to make a long story short, you know, Trump spun it to make it seem like all the players that took a knee were disrespecting our flag. And it was not intended for that. And, you know, it kind of over the course of last season, people were like, oh, why are they disrespecting the flag, the veterans? It kind of, he twisted the original intent of the protest.
Right.
Do you have any thoughts on the protests and where it is now as far as, you know?
I haven't followed that very closely. I heard the news today that they were uninvited to the White House.
The Eagles. That's correct. The Eagles.
Beyond that, right, the Eagles, beyond that, I don't know much about the different sports teams, but I do know that this quarterback has prompted others to let their thoughts be known publicly, and I'm talking other sports players and talking entertainers and such. And so I find that it can be, while it's something to be addressed, but because of the way that it was addressed, it almost seems like you can't watch an award show or something that's very public, that's on TV with 20 million viewers or what have you, without someone doing something or saying something before their performance or speech or afterwards. And I don't know about you, LC, but I don't particularly like that because you're on TV and you're a star, you feel that you can assert your opinions before or at the end of a performance or a speech. It just seems the wrong time, the wrong place. And how are you on that?
Yeah, no, I see what you're saying. I mean, again, this kind of falls exactly with Colin Kaepernick. You got some people that say, hey, you know, why can't you do this on your own time? Right now you're getting paid.
Right, right.
Right, just to play football, not to demonstrate.
Yes.
But the other side is, listen, it's my right. I have the First Amendment right, the freedom of speech, to say what I want. And
do you think the NFL and others will change their the language of their contracts around when these guys sign for these big dollars and indicate something like you are not permitted to sort of go off the reservation and say what you like about whatever you want? We're not paying you $80 million to voice an opinion. We're paying you that money to score touchdowns and win a Super Bowl or whatever the sport might be. But do you think they'll be changing language in some of the contracts?
Well, they tried. Yeah, they tried not the language in the contract. They tried to change a rule that if you don't stand for the flag, you have the choice to go in the locker room and not come out.
Mm.
And if you don't stand and you're out in the field to play, they were going to find a team. Now, a lot of the owners have come out and said, I respect my players' right, their freedom to voice their opinion.
Right.
So it's pretty messy right now. You got some people that side one way, and you got people that side the other way. So
right.
What was your thoughts there, Brett? What was your thoughts on the whole deal?
Well, it's not like it just started, because I can go back as far as in my lifetime as the Olympics. You know what I'm saying? So it's just tradition.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It's a platform where they don't. Sometimes you don't have any other voice. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's going to hear you. Even though we got the social media and, you know, like this Blog Talk and other platforms. But, you know, it's a running tradition now. And then people are fed up. So they're going to grab every opportunity. Just like you said, after Grammys or during a game or what have you. You know, I don't see – I'm not like – rah-rah for it, but, you know, it's something in my lifetime that I've seen on these different platforms, so, you know, I'm not going to even knock it, but I just hate to see things not changing, you know what I'm saying?
And that's why people keep doing it, because nothing's changing. You know, I think things would change where they would, you know, honor, like Jack said, you know, you've been paid to play football or basketball or run track or something like that, or perform in front of 1,000 people at stadiums. If nothing's changing, then you're going to use every platform you can, you know, because we don't see them in the community. So we can't see everything. There's people out there standing on a street corner protesting and stuff like that, but we don't recognize that. But we recognize something where the masses are looking at, and that's where they're at. You know what I'm saying?
And I'm sure I'm sure that our enemies love it.
Yeah, oh yeah, most definitely. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah,
I go to the dollar store and we're talking about it, but who's hearing us? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, right. Well, even beyond the dollar store, I'm talking overseas, people that are chanting death to America and et cetera. They're loving this, that the Americans can't get it together. They're not or standing together with one another when it comes to them.
Mm-hmm.
So I certainly know that I or LC would be able to go to other places in the world and talk about their government or their way of living and get away with it.
Yeah.
That would be obscene to do, number one. And I'm sure that we wouldn't be around long enough to talk about it, that we made a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of try to look at this from both angles. I understand what the president is doing and saying. Maybe I don't agree with how he's done it. But if you look at the two sides, it can be complicated, at least in my eyes.
Yes.
Well, guys, we're going to take a brief pause for the cause. Jack, if you can hang in there another few minutes, we'll like to have you hang in there. And Brett, hang on there a second as we take a brief pause for the cause. And I don't think we're going to take a brief pause for the cause. We got a technical difficulty, so we're going to keep rocking along here with the show. So, as Jack, I know it's great to have you on. I know, you know, you try to join, you know, several other times, just your schedule and different things going on. Didn't permit you to join, but man, it is great to have you on the show with myself and the Bread Man. Just brings back great memories, and
Thank you. Hopefully
we can get you, you know, kind of jump back in the saddle every so often when you're, you know, you're up to it.
As my recovery continues to go well, as it has been, I would love to. And before I leave off, I wanted to bring up two things that I've been thinking about or have seen or heard about and wanted your opinions on these two things. One is online dating. As some of you may know, Jack is on the market again. And I've heard good things and bad things about online dating.
How many times are you on the market, man?
Oh, stop. you mean publicly. Okay, and the other thing was, have either one of you gone to Jake's 58, Long Island's first casino in Islandia? I'm going to leave it at that. I'm going to listen to the rest of the show, and hopefully you can give me your thoughts on that if it works out within the framework. But it was great to be on, and I will be on again soon.
All right.
I'll keep listening now.
Jack, thanks a lot, man, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
And, stay out of trouble, man. Leave those women alone.
Okay. All right. Be well, guys.
Take care.
Take it easy. There we go. Jack was back.
Jack needs to get a page on blackplanet.com. He got to start off on that.
He said Black Planet. Oh, God.
BlackPlanet.com, Jack. I'll teach you how to work it, you know what I'm saying? You know. And speaking of Jake 58, don't know if we heard some of the past shows. Back in the day, that used to be the Colony Hill before it was the Marriott. And
yeah.
I got a lot of skeletons in that place, so I'm not particularly fond of any casinos. I'm not a gambler. But I'm going to just keep my memories of the Colony Hill when I was a young man, used to model on the runway. So I'm going to keep those memories to myself, Jack. You know what I'm saying? You know, I listened to one of the past shows and saw how I got down back in the day on the runway. Cornbread was rocking the Michael Jackson tuxedo and all that stuff. But you go on Facebook, you see some of my old pictures from back in the day. But stay away from 58 and jump on blackplanet.com, Jack, and get on the market. Good to have Jack on the show, man. Good. I was totally surprised, man. I was like, oh, I know that voice.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Again, our show tonight is being brought to you by Ajayo Recycling for all your specific recycling needs that include paper, shrink wrap, electronics, and they have free pickup, especially the electronics, man. That is an issue. Now, in fact, I got to get rid of some of like old electronics. You can't throw that in the trash. That stuff got to be properly disposed of. So make sure you hit them up. They do some really good work. They support the community. And more importantly, they support the LC and Jack radio show with the Bread Man. So hit them up, 631-618-3928. Or you can drop them a line via email, which is adojorecycling@aol.com. Well, Brad, as we were saying, you know, it's gambling. You know, recently was down in AC, and you talk about everything changing from there are opening floodgates now. New Jersey just won a landmark case, so actually Jack brings up something pretty good. Of every state now has the right to have their own gambling in their state. Vegas is not the only state anymore. So New Jersey won a landmark case that they can have gambling in New Jersey. So basically all the other states, eventually you're going to be able to gamble in any state here in the United States here over a period of time. New York hasn't been on the fast track, but actually Delaware is already out the gate. They're the first, I don't say the first, Vegas was first, but Delaware is the second state that is, you can go down there and place bets. So everything's changing pretty rapidly. I just tell you, man, with the times, things just change. Nothing stays the same. And, you know, like you said, Brad, everyone's thing, everybody's got their own thing. Gambling's not for everybody. Same thing with me. You know, I'm not a big gambler myself. You know, just have, you know, some fun really during, you know, really Super Bowl's really the only kind of gambling I do. With boxes and family, and I do fantasy, which is gambling. Mm-hmm. People don't realize that is gambling, you know, because basically, you're trying to win money, so it is a form of gambling, and sports is, you know, a big piece of this whole puzzle. So, more to come, you know. Perhaps we'll even get somebody on to kind of talk more about the nuances of gambling, because everyone's very interested. Of, you know, how gambling changes the community. Jack mentioned Jake 58. That was a big case because the community, you know, the casino was going to, you know, pay X amount of money in taxes to the community. So guess what? People in that community are like, yeah, my taxes are going to go down, or is they're not going to go up for X amount of years? Yeah, you can gamble here.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, so many different aspects of gambling and what it can do across the board. And, you know, I'm sure there's some people that didn't want it, but there, you know, more people did than didn't. And, you know, it came down to you know, money. Which, you know, everything comes down to money in some sense.
Yeah, but,
you know,
but there's a dark side to it also. Because they
absolutely.
They had to put that up because they didn't want the Indian reservation to have that casino out there, out east.
Absolutely.
So,
yep.
One hand, you know, one hand gets fed, the other hand gets, you know, dealt the blow. You know what I'm saying? So, that's why I wasn't really too happy about it because I knew the Indian reservation had the money, had the land, but they tied them up in court for so many years to where, you know, Jake 58 just came out of nowhere. They already had a building, you know, just turned their old hotel into a casino. So that was my negativity against it for them even opening it, you know what I'm saying? But, hey, that's the way situations work sometimes. You can't even do nothing. It's, you know, sad. But here it is.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but yeah. So, give us a shout as we wind down the show. But you can sneak in a call here. Area code 347-843-4738. As we continue to talk about what's happening in the world, around town. And, you know, hit us up. We got people all over the world. You know, drop us a line via social media, Twitter, Facebook, also email. People forget to talk about email these days. I mean, it's almost forgotten, email, almost. But, yeah, email as well, lcandjack@gmail.com. So we back at you. We have, man, several shows that we want to get up for you to listen to. And, you know, some guests out there we're trying to track down and get them here on the show so you guys can enjoy great radio. So what do you got there, Brad? You got any shout-outs or anything to bring to the audience before
I got some shout-outs for Jack. I got two shout-outs from BlackPlanet.com, my homegirl Deborah out there in Seattle, Washington. And I've got my new BlackPlanet friend, Shayna, out there in Pennsylvania. And I'm going to have an art auction this weekend, Sunday, June 10th, out in, Ryanwith, Pennsylvania, somewhere outside of Philly. So I sent up a couple of invitations out there on LinkedIn. So I got some LinkedIn friends coming in. Mr. Joseph Thompson, he's going to come through. And hopefully my Navy buddy, Tim Cinco. And I got a dignified head coming through. But if she does come through, I'll definitely give her a shout-out next week. You know, if she comes through. I don't want to blow her name up right now. But I also want to give a shout-out to some old friends back in Hawaii, Ms. Patricia Belt. My Navy buddy, Desert Storm buddy, David Schneider out there in Jacksonville. Miss Gail Williams down in Daytona Beach. Miss Liz White out in Texas. I want to give out to my sister. She just informed me that she's going to be taking a sabbatical. I said, what the heck is a sabbatical? I had to look it up, LC. And a sabbatical is a break from work, often paid, usually lasting between a couple of months and to a year. I'm like, wait a minute, I'm putting in my sabbatical.
Sabbatical.
So shout out to my sister taking her
sabbatical
in August to September.
Sabbatical.
You know, I'm going to have to go check her out during that time. Make sure my sister's all right. Because, you know, I told you last month she had a little health situation, a little high blood pressure, and need to take a little time off from work. And so... shout out to my sister Anita Jones down in Clarksburg, Maryland. And my nephew Jamal down there, her son. And I'm going to give a shout out to my cousin Christopher Thomas. Just talked to him today. He's back in the States from Hawaii doing his thing, and we're going to meet up next month on our 22nd biannual reunion down there in Orlando. So I'm looking forward to that tonight on the LC and Jack Radio Show.
All good, Brad. Just want to give a special shout out to the heavens to one of our guests that we've had. Really great gentleman, a really good friend of yours there, Brad, Michael Jacqui, who recently passed. So we'd like to give our thoughts and prayers to his family during their time of grief. What a great man. Of course, Brad, you knew him much longer than me, but we just had a phenomenal interview with him, and I know it is out for you to listen to. Great, great interview.
Mm-hmm.
And just... You know, he really showed what he was about, which was a class act,
a
great individual.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. So our prayers go out to him, and we know, you know, he's continuing to do great things up in the heavens. As you know, the man above called him, his job was done, and so with that said. Again, we thank you for your support, you the listener, because without you, there's no us. So with that said, stay blessed, stay sound. See you next week.
Peace.